Good morning. This is your macro briefing for today, and we're tracking a fundamental market realignment that could reshape the AI landscape over the next 12 to 18 months. Here's what matters. India is positioning itself as a credible third pole in AI development, sitting outside the US-China duopoly. At the same time, enterprises are paying 40 to 60% premiums for production-ready AI talent. These aren't separate stories. They're converging forces, creating a window of strategic opportunity that's already starting to close. Let's connect the dots. Start with the India thesis, because this is more sophisticated than it appears on the surface. India isn't trying to outcompete DeepSeek or OpenAI on frontier models. That would be the wrong fight. Instead, they're architecting for a segment the AI leaders are systematically ignoring, the 3+ billion users in emerging markets who need multilingual, voice-enabled systems that work on low-bandwidth mobile networks. The strategic blueprint here is classic disruption theory. Serve the underserved segment with good enough technology, then move upmarket as your capabilities mature. And here's why this isn't just positioning. India processes 5 times more daily digital payments than China through its UPI architecture. This is production-scale evidence of execution capability at billion-user scale. They've already proven they can build and operate massive digital infrastructure independently. Building on that foundation, the India-UAE partnership adds critical dimensionality. We're looking at over $100 billion in bilateral trade, combined with educational infrastructure expansion that includes IIT Delhi opening a campus in Abu Dhabi and IIM Ahmedabad expanding into Dubai. This creates an innovation corridor that bridges South Asia and the Gulf, but more importantly, it establishes alternative capital formation pathways outside the traditional Silicon Valley to Beijing circuits. The Observer Research Foundation's network of 2,400 fellows across 132 countries represents soft power infrastructure that could accelerate technology diplomacy and alternative standard setting. This isn't about matching Western or Chinese AI capabilities head-to-head, it's about creating a third option with different regulatory frameworks, different deployment priorities, and different market focus. Which brings us to regulatory arbitrage and why the clock is ticking. India's sandbox testing framework for technology deployment sits between Western laissez-faire approaches and Chinese state control. As foundation model costs decline, driven by open-source developments and intensifying competition, the economic viability of region-specific AI architectures increases dramatically. The cost structure that made only frontier models economically viable 12 months ago is fundamentally changing. The strategic window here is constrained. 12 to 18 months before geographic regulatory frameworks solidify and first-mover advantages in alternative architectures calcify. Current regulatory fragmentation creates opportunity. Eventual consolidation creates barriers. Organizations should be mapping regulatory divergence now, identifying which jurisdictions are creating innovation-friendly frameworks that differ meaningfully from US, EU, and China approaches. Looking at the historical precedent, India's digital payments infrastructure success came from regulatory innovation as much as technical capability. They built an interoperable, open architecture that enabled rapid experimentation while maintaining appropriate guardrails. If India replicates this model in AI, creating frameworks that reduce deployment friction compared to increasingly regulated Western markets, it could attract significant capital and talent. The execution risk is real. India has demonstrated capability in payments infrastructure, but AI deployment requires different competencies, particularly in model development, training infrastructure, and advanced chipmaking. The partnership strategy with UAE and positioning as a third pole may be designed to address precisely these capability gaps through strategic capital and technology partnerships. Now, parallel to this geographic repositioning, we're seeing extraordinary market signals in enterprise AI talent. Annual pricing for AI project training is running $120 to $150, representing a 40 to 60% premium over traditional technical education. This pricing power reveals acute talent shortages and suggests the skills gap is widening faster than traditional education can address. What's revealing about curriculum design is how closely it mirrors enterprise deployment patterns. We're seeing focus on multi-cloud architecture across AWS, GCP, and Azure, emphasis on agentic AI frameworks like LangChain, LangGraph, and CrewAI, 47 industry-grade projects spanning computer vision, generative AI, and MLOps. This isn't academic AI theory. This is direct response to enterprise implementation requirements. The broader pattern here, enterprises are no longer hiring for potential. They're hiring for immediate productivity. The shift from theoretical knowledge to practical deployment capabilities indicate companies need people who can ship production AI systems, not people who can discuss transformer architectures in the abstract. The strategic implication for organizations is clear. Pivot from external hiring competition to targeted internal upskilling programs.
Allocating 2 to 3% of technical headcount budgets to AI-specific training over the next 12 to 18 months creates internal talent pipelines at a fraction of external hiring costs. This is talent arbitrage, converting existing technical staff into AI-capable resources while avoiding escalating compensation competition for scarce AI talent. The monthly project addition model and live mentorship sessions we're seeing in these training platforms suggest rapid curriculum evolution matching changing enterprise requirements. This dynamism indicates the AI skills landscape remains fluid. That's a temporary condition creating opportunity for organizations that move quickly to build internal capabilities before standardization occurs and premium pricing erodes. So, what are the investable theses emerging from this convergence? Let's walk through the second-order effects. First, geographic arbitrage in AI deployment. Companies building region-specific AI solutions optimized for emerging market constraints, low bandwidth, multilingual, voice-first, may capture demand ignored by frontier model providers. India's digital infrastructure success suggests proven execution capability in this exact market segment. This isn't speculative, it's pattern recognition based on demonstrated competency. Second, training and upskilling platforms. Those 40 to 60% premiums indicate market inefficiency and enterprise pain. Platforms offering production-ready AI skills training, particularly those with monthly curriculum updates and practical project focus, are capturing value from the widening skills gap. This premium likely persists for 18 to 24 months before commoditization. That's your window. Third, talent assessment and credentialing. The integration of mock interviews and resume building in AI training programs signals that traditional software evaluation criteria don't translate to AI roles. Companies solving AI-specific talent assessment and credentialing could capture value as enterprises struggle to identify candidates with genuine implementation experience versus theoretical knowledge. Fourth, alternative capital formation. The India-UAE Innovation Corridor represents potential for technology investment pathways outside traditional VC circuits. Organizations with strategic positioning in both regions could benefit from this alternative capital formation model, particularly if regulatory sandboxes enable faster deployment cycles than Western markets. Looking at the landscape, what matters now is monitoring foundation model cost trajectories, regulatory framework solidification timelines in major markets, wage inflation in AI-specific roles, and success rates of emerging market-specific AI deployments. The strategic window closes when these factors converge, likely 12 to 18 months based on current trajectories. The thesis update: we're watching a fundamental market realignment, where geographic positioning, regulatory arbitrage, and talent development converge. India's third pole positioning isn't about matching frontier AI capabilities. It's about serving different markets with different constraints through different regulatory frameworks. Meanwhile, enterprise willingness to pay massive premiums for production-ready AI talent signals a skills gap that's widening, not closing. The opportunity exists in the gap between current market structure and eventual equilibrium. That gap is closing faster than most realize. Watching the horizon. Until tomorrow.